We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heels Sports Network. This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heels Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again, and welcome to the latest edition of the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. We're going to be talking Carolina football for the next hour or so. We'll look back at that great win over Georgia State on Saturday. Look ahead to another tough ACC matchup coming up this upcoming Saturday in Keenan Stadium against Virginia. You'll hear from Tar Heel super senior Tamon Fox, all of that coming up, and Coach will answer some of your questions as well. The show brought to you by Top of the Hill, and for 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition. Handcrafted beer, great food, and atmosphere, it is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. And Coach, a lot of celebrating on Saturday night because Carolina bounced back in impressive fashion, blew open a semi-competitive game against Georgia State in the second half, winning 59-17. Congratulations on the win. I know you and your staff have taken a close look at this one. What were your top takeaways?
Well, number one, you're happy to win. It's a lot more fun on a Monday night after a win than the other consequences that come up when you start looking at it. And I think our expectations are so high now. I thought it was funny. We're up 24-10 over a really good Sun Belt team at halftime, and people said, "What's wrong? Well, what's happening here, man?" And I thought, I think we're playing pretty well.
Right.
But we didn't play as well the second quarter. We started well. And then the third quarter just blew it open, and that's who we want to be offensively in the third quarter after the first couple of snaps. Defensively, we really played well throughout the game. They had the 175-yard drive, and they got good players.
Sure.
They were in a fight with Appalachian last year in the fourth quarter at 10-10, and they've been to three bowl games in 4 years and 15 seniors. So They played hard. They were well coached. They were disappointed in their opener like us, so they came in here to make a statement. So I thought the best thing was, offensively, we looked like who we wanted to be in parts of that third quarter. And defensively, again, we held them to 100 and a few yards in three quarters, and then all the young ones came in and played and gave up some yards late, but they look pretty doing it. They can run, and the freshmen are going to be good players. So, and we were able to get our young quarterbacks in. I wish Drake had been able to throw some, but we, unlike in the past, we're not just going to run the clock when we put the young quarterbacks in. We're going to try to run the offense, regardless of the score, and get those guys some experience because they got to play. May have to play this year, hope not, but next year, obviously, they'll have to be a big part of it. But Sam Howell was the offensive player of the game, and he looked like the Sam we know. Very proud to see him get back on track. Miles Murphy, two tackles for loss, two tackles and two more tackles than a sack for him, so he played a tremendous game. He was the defensive player of the game, and British Brooks blocked a punt. And chased down the fake field goal, so he's the special teams player of the game. But very, very happy to get back on track.
Coach, you mentioned that third quarter. The total numbers in that quarter, Carolina outpaced Georgia State 21-0 on the scoreboard. The yardage was 264-19 in that particular quarter. You said it was the example of the type of team you want to be. What type of things happened in that quarter? How did you execute that led to that big showing?
Biggest thing is we came out and we were able to run the ball. And if you can run the ball and get the ball to some of our skilled players in space, then you've got a chance to protect better and you got a chance to throw the ball downfield better. So it was just who we want to be. It showed some glimpses of last year. And Ty Chandler made a couple of runs in that third quarter because we've got to get back. We got to get some backs in space. They got to make some yards after contact because those two guys last year were superstars. And I watched Michael Carter on Sunday, and he looked really good. So I think that's the biggest thing. We looked like we had confidence. We looked like we were in control. And Jones, this will sound weird probably to our fans, but I'm pressing our coaches to look at every game like we lost it and be critical of ourselves. Let's don't walk around and say, hey, we scored 59 points. We won the game. What did we do wrong? What do we need to fix? So no different than Virginia Tech. We had probably a harder staff meeting Sunday or as hard as we did at Virginia Tech because there's things that need to be fixed. And we'll continue to do that. So for our fans, don't think we aren't aware there's issues we got to fix, and we're going over every little finite issue and trying to make sure we get it fixed.
Without giving away too many house secrets, Coach, what were some of those things that you guys talked about and highlighted?
Well, still missed too many tackles. We missed seven on defense and in space, and we've got to tackle better. We've got to return punts better. We blocked one, and we're getting close to a lot of others, but you still got to return some punts. We've got Josh Downs, who's a dynamic player in space, and we've got to do that. And we've got to play better on first downs in the offense. We're still having lost yardage play. We're still having penetration in the run game, and we've got to get that fixed.
All right, I'm going to throw a lot of stats at you here, Coach, real quick defensively. So the defensive regulars allowed that one long touchdown drive for Georgia State. That was 17 plays, 75 yards. Other than that drive, the regulars allowed just 106 yards, 3 points on 35 plays. It's just a little more than 3 yards per play. That's a pretty impressive defensive showing.
Yeah, we're showing some improvements on defense for sure. And I even thought, Jones, on the long drive, we kept some young ones in there too long. They're not ready yet. They can play some plays. They can't play 10 plays. They can't play 12 plays at a time. So I felt like that was more of a substitution issue than anything else. And they ran a few options on us there and caught us on our heels a little bit. But we are improving on defense.
Last thing before we take a break, Coach, for your non-starters, so this doesn't count the starters, you played 23 true or redshirt freshmen and 13 sophomores. That was my count. I might be a little off, but I think I got that right. How much can that help you moving forward to have played, 36 guys that are first or second-year players?
It really helps us. I've said repeatedly, take Sam out of the mix, who is a great player. We'll have a better team next year. But the young quarterbacks have to step up. And you can't just replace Sam like you can't replace those two that just left at running back and the two that just left at wide receiver. But the recruiting is going so well. We've got two great classes with this freshman and sophomore class. I started looking at Power Eccles and Ra-Ra Dilworth played 19 snaps each, and that's nearly impossible to get two freshmen in a game this early to play that much. And that's with Gimel playing 56 and Asante playing 36 and Gray playing 15. So that's a lot of linebacker play in a ball game. And when you've got Ritzy playing 26 plays for a second week in a row, a lot of these young guys are just playing play after play and having a chance to grow up, and that's really helping us.
All right, we've got a lot to do as we move through the show. Thanks so much for being with us. We're going to preview the matchup with Virginia. As I mentioned earlier, you'll hear from Tamon Fox. We'll answer some questions from you, but we'll talk a little bit more about this game against Georgia State. We'll highlight some individuals when we return. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allura Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allura Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We'll get back to chatting with Coach in just a moment, but let's get to our UNC Health Champion of the Gridiron. This is where, after the game on Saturday, we pick a statistical champion from this past week. It's brought to you by UNC Health, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. That website again, unchealthcare.org/sports. Well, nowhere to go but Sam Howell for the... Well, a lot of places to go, but we're going to go to Sam Howell for this one because such a terrific game and a historic game for Sam when put in perspective with Carolina football history. Howell went 21 of 29... passing the football, 352 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, gives him now 72 touchdowns on his career, which every touchdown he throws will increase his school record for career touchdowns.
the 352 yards, the 10th time that he's gone for more than 300 in his Carolina career. But what really made this performance from Sam special is that he also rushed for 104 yards, which was a career high for him. It made him just the second Tar Heel to throw for 300 and run for 100 or more in a game since Marquise Williams. The only Tar Heel to do it was Marquise Williams against Notre Dame in 2014. Quease that day had 303 yards and 132 yards rushing. So 303 passing, 132 rushing. Also, because Hal had two rushing touchdowns, it's just the second time that a player has had three passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns in the same game. Marquise Williams also did that. That was in the 2015 Russell Athletic Bowl against Baylor. And just one more note for Sam, just the ninth time that a player's had 200 yards passing or more and 100 yards rushing. Marquise Williams did it four times. Darian Durant and Ronald Curry each did it once. Gil Bomar did it once. And Danny Talbot did it once as well. So certainly impressive company for Sam Howell. All right, let's get back to our conversation with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mack Brown.
Welcome back to the Mack Brown Show. And, Coach, you mentioned Sam Howell and how well he played in the game against Georgia State. Just the second Tar Heel ever to put up more than 300 yards passing and 100 yards rushing in the same game. Marquise Williams, the only other Tar Heel to do that. That came against Notre Dame in 2014. How much more effective a runner has Sam become? And how big a factor can that be in your offense this season?
He's a much better runner than he was when he got here. I always said he was an efficient runner. Saturday, he was a great runner. He showed speed. He showed quickness. I laughed with him. I said, do we need to get EMS out here to try to get you some oxygen at the end? And he said, I'm good. He said, I kept waiting for somebody to catch me, and nobody did. But he is very effective. It was funny when we were at Texas, I remember people saying, when our quarterbacks would have a good game running, well, that's not good. That's not good. That doesn't count. Well, why didn't our running backs do better? And I said, you know, it's about scoring points. They don't give you points for who runs and who doesn't. So him becoming a great runner will really help our offense and take pressure off of some of the loss of those two running backs last year. And then when they have to worry so much about stopping Sam, it should help open up some of the other running back holes. So I'm really, really proud of him, and we've got to get him to slide.
Right.
I still want him to slide. We don't want him hurt, but Vince Young never got hurt, and it was because he slid. Colt McCoy slid all the time, and it kept those two guys in good position. Colt got hurt on an option play once, and he got hurt on a quarterback sneak once, but he didn't get hurt where he was out in space and could go down. It's effective. The Virginia quarterback 2 years ago ran up and down the field and ran against everybody and was a great runner. Those yards counted. I'm excited about Sam's ability to run, his improvement in that area, and also his want to run. He just wants to win, and he's very competitive. So I'm really proud of him. And plus, Antoine Green Saturday night stepped up with three catches, and that really will help us. It'll take some pressure off of Josh Downs when he and Emory Simmons start stepping up, as Emory has for two games outside. And also you've got Choffrey Brown, who I thought made a great catch for was a real close call in the end zone, let's say, and then dropped one for a touchdown. But Choffrey needs to come on and keep helping us. And very proud of the offense that the tight ends had seven catches. And that was four different tight ends. So good for them and good for the coaches that they're getting the tight ends more involved.
Antoine Green, just to finish up what Coach was talking about, three catches, career high, 117 yards. One of those tight ends, Kamari Morales, had career highs as well in catches with four and yards in the game with 42. So some of those Tar Heels that stepped up big on Saturday. One more question about Sam. You were talking about this a little bit. Do you have to talk to him about finding that balance of being aggressive but also protecting himself, or do you not want to talk about that too much and just let him go play?
No, we talked to him about being smart. Go win the game, but be smart and we don't want you to get hit for two more yards unless it's a critical play and a first down, and he knows that. So learn to slide better. We've talked to him about that since he's been here, and he just doesn't like it. He's a tough, physical guy, but that's one thing we want him to do. Keep running, keep making plays. We're going to need that till we get our offense on track for sure, but let's slide and let's get down and make sure that we're protecting you.
There were two quarterback sacks in the game for Georgia State in this game. How'd you feel about your protection up front?
I thought it was a lot better. You know, again, when everybody throws the sacks on the offensive line, that's just who we are.
Sure.
We don't evaluate it. And last week, three of the six were offensive line and three were something else. So, and sometimes nobody's open. And Sam doesn't throw it away. We got to get him because he wants to win so badly. He'll hold the ball too long. But I thought it was much better on Saturday night. And, you know, it's Brian Anderson's first game to play. So trying to get him back on the field was important. We didn't have Josh Azudu up front. Our tight ends have got to continue to improve their protection. The running backs are new in protection. So we've got a lot of different pieces that are going together here to try to make it work. But I thought everything was better on Saturday night. And to Georgia State's credit, they played hard. They were physical and have 15 seniors starting. So they're an experienced football team.
And to Carolina's credit, Tar Heels have not had the five starting offensive linemen that they thought they would have together in a game yet this year. So hopefully the Heels can get healthy up front and have those five together moving forward. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, start getting some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
It's bow time. So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grill Master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with eight pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like eight shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars, or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuel through every mile, fill up at Marathon.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. Eight stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. Going to get back to Coach Brown in just a moment, but wanted to check on some other action from around Chapel Hill and other Carolina teams other than just football. Let's start with volleyball. Boy, the volleyball team continues to have a terrific start to the season, still undefeated. Best start since the 2015 team started the year 15-0. Carolina able to stay undefeated with a couple of wins this weekend. They beat Duke 3-0. That was actually in Michigan as part of a tournament. The tournament matchups ended up getting shuffled around due to some issues, and so Carolina and Duke played each other in Michigan. Carolina won 3-0 on Saturday and then topped Michigan on Sunday 3-2. Tar Heels actually trailed 2-1, but then won 4-5 to take home the win. The squad will host Elon at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and then Charlotte 6 o'clock Friday, Davidson 4 o'clock Saturday. So a busy weekend coming up, or a busy week coming up for volleyball. Women's soccer stayed perfect as well. A win at Florida on Thursday, 7-1. Emily Colton had two goals. Rachel Jones and Emily Murphy had a goal and an assist each. Then the Heels had a 1-0 lead at UCF on Sunday. Bad weather stopped that match and eventually canceled the match. So unfortunately, the matchup with UCF goes down as a no contest, even though the Tar Heels had the lead before the weather arrived. Carolina hosts Duke on Friday. Field hockey split their two games this weekend, fell to St. Joseph's on Friday. St. Joseph's scored on a penalty corner with less than 4 minutes to play. Carolina actually had more shots, 7-3, but lost 3-2. Bounced back with a 7-1 win at Drexel on Sunday. And that means that finally the Tar Heels will be at home coming up this weekend, Sunday at 1 o'clock against Miami of Ohio. The Heels have already played 6 matches, none of them at home. Men's soccer unfortunately took its first loss on the season, fell to number 5 Pitt on Friday night, even though the Heels outshot the Panthers 16-8, lost the match 4-0. They will host Campbell Tuesday night and then Duke on Sunday. And one more, men's golf, Ryan Gerard won an individual title by 2 strokes, and the team, the Carolina men's golf team, won the tournament by 3 strokes at the Rod Meyers Invitational. That was at the Duke University Golf Club. It is the 8th team title in 5 seasons under Coach Andrew DiBattista. And coming up this weekend, 5 different Tar Heel games or matches in Chapel Hill other than just the football game. So if you want to come to town, make a week of it, a weekend of it, support a bunch of different Tar Heel teams, this upcoming weekend will be a great one to do so. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Mac Brown.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. Thanks so much for being with us here on Monday nights during the football season. We'll be here every week during the football campaign, except the bye week, but every other week we'll be here with you, 7 o'clock, talking Tar Heels with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels. A reminder, we'd love for you to be a part of the show. You can ask questions a couple different ways. You can send me a tweet right there on social media. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has 2 L's at the end of the last name. Send it right to me. I will gather those. You can also send us an email. The email address, very easy, asktheheels@gmail.com, asktheheels@gmail.com. All right, let's get to a couple of your questions for Coach, and we are going to start with the refuel question of the night. Our winner is going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Refuel, fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, and high-performance gasoline. Refuel, fresh made convenience. And Coach, this question comes from Brian Stalkup. Brian sent this one in and said he heard you and players talk about problems with communication on the offensive line in the first game of the season, and he wanted to know how much having Brian Anderson back helped in that regard against Georgia State.
Well, Brian Anderson's a coach on the field, and I know that's the old saying. He talks a lot, but he's smart and he knows football, and the guys trust him and really believe in him. So having him back, even though it was his first game and he struggled some just because he hadn't practiced a lot, it really, really helped us to have him back on the field, and our communication was much better.
Coach, a couple of recruiting type of questions here. We'll start. This one came from Charlotte, and Charlotte asked, on-campus recruiting was allowed again this summer. I know you know that. How did you manage what must have been a busy summer with so many guys being able to come to campus for the first time in a while?
Charlotte, it was unbelievable, and it's a great question. You took 15 months of no recruiting, and all of a sudden in June you had 3 weeks of 15 months of recruiting. So everybody came. There were unofficial visits. There were official visits. We were the coaches couldn't even take off every day of those 3 weeks in June that people could be here. They were here, and we were here all day with them. So we had to be organized. We had to work really, really hard, and it was very profitable. I'm very, very proud of our coaches. We have a tremendous recruiting staff, and it fits this area. It fits our university, and they get it. They're proud of this university, and our recruiting's just off the charts, and will continue to be so.
Coach, another recruiting type question. Trevor sent this one in, wondering what are some things a recruit might do if he is visiting on a game day.
Trevor, we have a outstanding recruiting staff too. Billy High, our general manager, is basically in charge of all of the recruiting, and he has a full staff. And we have. A young group of ladies that really handle the on-campus recruiting. And what they do is they bring them in, they show them facilities. We actually had Jeff Saturday and Lawrence Taylor speak to them on Saturday because you can have a letterman speak to them when they're on your campus. So that worked perfectly for those two to come, two of the best players in the history of our game, much less our university. And then they get to be around the locker room. I get to visit with them. They get to visit with the assistant coach that's recruiting them. Some of our players obviously watch the game and have a campus tour if they get here in time. So there are a lot of fun things. These are unofficial visits, so they're just coming for the game. So there's a lot more detail about what they see and what they do on official visits because they get to stay for 48 hours. But mostly it's to come and just be on campus, get the feel of the crowd. That's why our crowds are so important, because these guys see what they're going to play in front of. And I do want to say, Jones, that's one thing. Our students were unbelievable on Saturday night. I appreciate them. They came early. They were loud, man, and they stayed. Fans, get there sooner. I want you in the seats. You want to win? Come on, man. Help us out. Yep. So we had a saying here before, come early, be loud, wear blue, and stay late. Let's do all of that, because this is a really, really important game for us on Saturday. And we talked about how important the crowd was in the environment at Virginia Tech. We need that same environment here, like it was for Miami 2 years ago. We need that same environment here Saturday night.
Coach, in talking to former players, the first thing they say about you is how good a job you've done in bringing the family feel to Carolina football. You mentioned Lawrence Taylor, Jeff Saturday. Of course, you didn't coach LT. You did coach Jeff. Amos Lawrence was here, I know, on this past Saturday. Of course, Brian Simmons works with us up in the booth. You've got former players on the staff. Even though you didn't coach all these guys, how do you manage to give Carolina football that family feel?
Jones, this place was built by these guys. And I get disappointed when I hear that somebody feels like they're not welcome back because I didn't coach them, or they got mad when Coach Davis was fired, or they got mad when Coach Fedora left. And it's your school. Come back. This is your place. We want you here. And it needs to be about the university and about your football program more than your coach, because I'll be gone, and there'll be another coach here. I don't want our letterman to go away that played for me because there's some new coach. And basketball's done a much better job of this than football. Football, we've had disjointed. We've had a lot of different coaches, and the basketball's kind of kept the coaches in the family, and it's all been the Coach Smith family and still is with Hubert. We've got to do a better job of making sure that this is about Carolina football and not who the coach is or was moving forward.
Coach, let's sneak in one more question here before the break. This one came from Teresa. You referenced this a little bit earlier, and I know you have to be careful what you say, but did you get any explanation on Choffrey Brown's apparent touchdown the other night that eventually was called incomplete?
Teresa, I got the same one you got. The call on the field is confirmed. He was out of bounds. So, no, and it seems to me like the big trend right now with officiating is if it's called one way on the field, it's going to take a whole lot to overturn that call. They're not going to question the guy who saw it. And I think that's what instant replay's for. If you see it, man, fix it. And like I said, I can't talk about that one, but, you know, there were a couple at Virginia Tech the same way. And it's just the guy in the booth has to be strong, but it's so critical that they get it right because we're taking time. It was supposed to keep human error from happening. So let's make sure that we try to do what is right on the field for the team that plays the best to win.
Coach, in the next segment, folks are going to hear an interview Adam Lucas and I were able to conduct with Tamon Fox, and such a valuable asset on your team. Not just a good player, a great person, a terrific leader. I have to imagine he's what you want when you have a senior like Tamon Fox.
Yes, Tamon's one of those guys. When I've got something I need to find out about with our team, I go to Tamon. He's an adult. He will be a great husband. He will be a great father. He's a great person from a tremendous family. We're so lucky that he and Tamari are on our team. But he's that guy. If I need something, he is one of those three, four guys that I go to and say, hey, help me with this. What do you think? Give me the pulse of the team and tell me why. And he will do that. He'll be very direct and honest with me. And he is a very mature young man, and I'm so proud he came back. He'll make plays for us. He does every week. He broke one of the best players to ever play rushing record last week. And you that haven't seen Lawrence Taylor, man, go back and look. I pulled up video and showed it to our team, and they said, wow, man. So he was one of the best ever, and you never know it. He's not going to walk around talking about those things. He's very humble. But not only is he a great player for us, he's a better person and leader.
So you'll hear some of that conversation with Tamon after this break. When we return, though, with Coach Brown, we'll answer some more of your questions here on the show. Stay put. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no off-season. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We'll be rejoined by Coach Brown in just a little bit, but as we discussed before the break,
wanted to have you listen in on a little bit of a conversation Adam Lucas and I had for the Carolina Insider podcast with Tar Heel super senior outside linebacker Tamon Fox. Had a great time chatting with Tamon about a bunch of different topics, football related, non-football related. So you can subscribe to the Carolina Insider wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcast on a bunch of different platforms or apps. We'd love to have you join. We have an episode during the season every Tuesday and Friday. Bunch of great guests, and we have a lot of fun as well. Let's get to that conversation with Tar Heel Tamon Fox.
What do the young guys, like the freshmen and sophomores, say that makes you realize, man, these guys are like 8 years old? How are they so young?
Yeah, the worst thing that they tell me is that they was in middle school when I first got here.
No one wants to hear that.
Was it difficult to sack the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
What makes you a good pass rusher? Like, a lot of people are good at tackling or good at other parts of defense, but I think there's something special about being a pass rusher. What makes you good at it?
Yeah, I just always had a knack for it ever since I first started playing football in eighth grade. But I think it's just all the work and preparation I put in to get to this point. You know, I always focus on my pass rush as being the top thing that I'm good at. I try to be good at everything, but I know pass rush is my bread and butter.
So if I remember correctly, you said your dad was a big part of your growing up and really helped you mature when you were a little bit younger and still at home. Could you tell us a little bit about just that relationship with you and your dad?
Yeah. My dad, that's like the rock. So he helped me get to where I am today. He started this. It was his idea for me to play football. I didn't even want to play football when I was younger. But look where it got me now. But he's there with me every step of the way, on the field, off the field, everything I need. And he also helps everybody else on the team, too. Everybody he comes in contact with, he's always trying to help them just get better.
Yeah, look where it got you now, talking to Jones.
Yeah,
it doesn't get
right.
Much better than that.
Yeah, big time.
You mentioned, I think you just said that you didn't play football until eighth grade. That seems late. What were you doing prior to eighth grade, and what made you decide, well, I might want to give this a shot?
Prior to eighth grade, I was just a regular student. I didn't do anything at all. You know, my talent is drawing, so I did that a lot. My dad helped me with that, too, because he's an artist. But I was really just up to him. He asked me to play football. I told him no, like, 20 times. And then eventually I just cracked, and I played football. I also played basketball that first year, too.
People who can draw and are artistic just blow my mind, because I can't do it at all. Like, when did you realize that was something that a skill that you had?
Like little, like I got a picture from kindergarten of me drawing something from The Lion King. Like, I've always been doing it because it's just something that's fun to me.
Really? So it's, are you like in a different mindset when you're doing it? I mean, because we're talking about, like, here's artistic Tamon, and here's dude who's going out and getting more sacks than Lawrence Taylor. How are your mindset different in those two things?
It's definitely like more common, I would say, just because I like to do it in my free time. Like, when I'm trying to chill, relax, I'm like, let me go pick up a pencil and draw something on some paper versus football. I'm more energetic and things like that.
What do you like about expressing yourself through artwork? Like, how is that different than the other ways people express themselves?
I love it just because I know I'm not great with my words. Like, people could, like, write poems, you know, write long essays and things like that, I'm not the best at it, but I know I could put my, like, emotions and put me into a picture and, like, make people understand it.
What's your favorite picture that you've done? I mean, do you have one or two where you look at it and you go, yeah, Tamon, you were on it that day?
Yeah, so this past year I picked up painting. And so my two favorite pieces are just this one picture I drew of, like, a hand with some strings attached to a heart, just like playing someone's heart. And then I also have a picture of the Joker because I like the Joker.
Okay, so your brother's on the team, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have always heard that you're the very, like, kind of low-key, straightforward one. Tamari's a little bit more out there. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, that's the perfect description of how we are.
All right, so how would you, like, give us a good example of Tamari that only his brother would know that could sum him up for us?
I mean, well, at first sight, you see Tamari, like, in person outside of football, you see just based on his clothing, he wears bright colors, like, everywhere. Like, he wears some tie-dye Crocs to some polka dot shirt, or I don't know. So he's always bright with what he's wearing, and then he has this deep voice that just doesn't match the way he's dressed. It's just funny.
I was going to ask you about that. So I heard that everybody has, like, a pretty good Tamari Fox impression. Like, do you have a Tamari impression?
Yeah, he sounds like that. He'll walk in the room and he'll be like, hey, you guys.
Hey, Great stuff from Taman. We appreciate his time. And again, that is on the Carolina Insider podcast. You can find that wherever you find your favorite podcast. A ton of Tar Heel content coming your way every single week. Game breakdowns, interviews, a lot of fun to be had as well. Okay, when we return, Coach Brown will answer some more of your questions. Plus, we're going to preview Virginia coming up soon as well. All coming up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Great teams require a mix of solid fundamentals and that little something special. You'll find that winning combination with UNC football and at Refuel Markets. You can count on Refuel for those last-minute needs like eggs and milk. And you'll also find the snacks and drinks you need to turn an ordinary gathering into something special. As an official sponsor of UNC football, we hope you'll visit any of our locations throughout the Triangle to enjoy a unique experience on your game days and your work days.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
It's bow time. So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. It's bow time.
Carolina back in Keenan Stadium coming up this Saturday against Virginia. Coach and I will preview the Cavaliers off to a terrific start on their season. We'll do that coming up in a bit. But let's answer some more of your questions as we move through the Mac Brown Show, brought to you by Top of the Hill. For 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition. Handcrafted beer, great food, and atmosphere as well, where Tar Heels come to celebrate. Coach Dennis sent us a couple of questions, two of them via Twitter for the show today. Wanted to ask them both from Dennis. First question was, he wanted to know if you knew who came up with this special 9/11 commemorative sticker that was on the back of your helmet this past game against Georgia State. Dennis said he thought it was looked good and in a really nice touch to the moment.
Yeah, I do not know. I think it's probably the equipment staff, but it I agree with you, Dennis. What an emotional Saturday, especially for us that were alive and remember exactly where we were and what we were doing and all of those heroes from that day, and the tragic stories of people calling their loved ones and them telling them goodbye, and the guy who took the plane down in Pennsylvania to save thousands of lives. So it just everybody knows where you were and what you were doing, and it's we should thank our first responders every day because they make it where we can have a good life. Don't even get paid that much. They're service people for sure for our lives. And Saturday was just another time to take a moment to say thank you. So out there from all of us at Carolina, thank you, first responders. Thank you for the healthcare workers. Thank you for people who do so much every day so we can have normal lives and enjoy football games on Saturday.
And Coach, you said last week you actually discussed September 11th some with your team because, you know, these are guys, maybe a handful of them were alive, but not many.
No, not many. And it's like people used to say, ask somebody how old they were or where they were when President Kennedy got shot, and you'll know how old they are.
Absolutely.
And now you can come up and say, how old were you for 9/11? You can count to find out how old they are now. But it I showed video. And it is very emotional and took them back. And, you know, it still touches so many families and hearts of people that lost people on that day. So it's something that changed our lives and it changed our country forever. And it is part of history. And for our young people who aren't alive, study it, look at it, because it's going to change the world for your children as well.
Coach, one more question from Dennis, who sent this one in via Twitter. He was curious, in your opinion, which group improved the most from week one, week two? He threw out receivers, O-line, D-line, or any particular position group that stood out to you?
I would think a number did, Dennis. Number one, but tight ends were much more involved, as we said earlier, and much better. Kamari Morales really stepped up, and I was proud of him. And to see the play of Bryson Nesbitt, that last play, he made a really good catch, made a tremendous move in space, and then sprinted down to score. And he's big body for a freshman. Antoine Green, I don't think anybody took a bigger step Saturday than him. And we need that. We need him to step up. He's had the ability, and he just needed confidence. And those catches were great catches. They weren't good catches. So that really helps us as well. Cam Kelly played really, really well on Saturday. He didn't play as much at Virginia Tech. And when Jaquarius Connolly got hurt and came out, Cam stepped up, which is what you've got to do to be good. And I would feel like that Ray Vahasek and Miles Murphy really played well inside, and all the linebackers played well. So I think that Kyler McMichael had his best game. So he covered up some people, had his hands on an interception he might could have gotten, but all those guys are really improving.
Coach, last thing before we take our final break here. Susan sent this one in, and you've mentioned those young linebackers a couple of times, and they certainly stood out late in the game, Ra-Ra Dilworth, Power Eccles in particular. She wondered if you could just tell Tar Heels a little bit more about those two young backers and how excited you are for them.
Yeah, Susan, they're both very good. We've got to get Power to stay in bounds. His foot just stepped on the line, or he has him an interception for a touchdown. And those two guys can really run, and they're physical. Ra-Ra's got to get a little bit more beef. He's slight but can fly, and you could see that when he was running side to side with those guys running sweeps and flares. And both of them are really physical. They'll hit you. Power's just a little bigger guy. But we feel like they have tremendous futures for us. Both are great young people that work really, really hard in practice.
Great questions. We have some that we didn't get to. We'll hold those in the queue for a later show, and you can always send those in. Again, it's at Jones Angel, Angel2Ls at the end on Twitter, or you can send us an email, asktheheels@gmail.com. All right, we're going to take our final break, come back. We'll preview the upcoming matchup with Virginia when we return to close out the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
the perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150 with the available Pro Power onboard. It's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Carolina family. This is head football coach Mack Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Virginia, the opponent on Saturday night in Chapel Hill. And boy, the Cavaliers have looked impressive in their early season performances. They have topped William and Mary and then Illinois, a combined score, coach, of 85-14 in those two games. Very good football team coming in here to Chapel Hill on Saturday night.
Very good. Should be a great game. It's the South's oldest rivalry, and that's fun. We've played... I think 15 more times than any other ACC team, and I didn't even realize that. And both joined the ACC in 1953. So these have been great games, and the series is really close. It's what you would think it would be going through. The amazing thing about them is they've got 8 of 11 starters back on their offense. They got 7 starters back on defense. They've got all 5 offensive linemen back from last year, and they rushed the ball in this game for 210 yards, and we rushed it for 93 last year. So they were more physical than we were. They got after us. The last 2 years that we've played Virginia, it's come down to the last drive of the game in both cases. And I see this weekend being nothing different than that.
Brennan Armstrong, their quarterback, threw for 3 touchdowns against the Tar Heels a season ago. He's had a terrific start to his year, completing more than 71% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, just 1 interception. What will be important in trying to slow him down?
The thing about Brennan is he can run and throw. So he's great in the pocket, but when he gets out, he's tough. And I was able to meet him and visit with him some at Big 12 Media Day this year, and he's really a nice, smart, competitive young man. So he's their leader and he's their guy. They've also done a tremendous job with transfers. They've hit the transfer portal every year, and that we haven't been able to do that or haven't done it, and it's really, really helped them. When you take Thompson 99, he came in from Mississippi State, and he's all over the place, and their new tight end, Jelani Woods, is 6'7", 270, and he had a huge presence last week against Illinois. So they're good. They're a great football team. They're tough on defense. They run a 50 front on third downs. They're going to come from all over the place to get you. So this should be, like Virginia Tech, it's a fun challenge. And you start looking at games across the country, Jones, and it's really interesting that a lot of people are very much the same. And Dick Tomey's old adage was that it's not the best team, it's the team that plays the best on that Saturday. And I think that's what we're getting down to. You look at Notre Dame and Toledo, 32-29. You look at Stanford, who lost to Kansas State in the opener 24-7. They go to USC and win 42-28. Oregon has trouble beating Fresno, and they beat Ohio State in the Shoe 35-28. And Jacksonville State loses to UAB 31-0 in the opener, and they come and shock Florida State. And that's just a start of a long list of things that are happening. There were eight teams that got beat in the top 25 the first week. So play good. Everybody can beat you. Everybody's got players. And with spread offenses, linemen in some cases aren't as important when they've got speed outside because they can get speed in the corners and it level the game, the playing field some. And now with the transfer rule, teams can fix their problems very quickly. So you better get ready to play. Everybody's got some good players.
And, Coach, you referenced this a little earlier in the show, but this is a game where playing in Chapel Hill needs to be able to help your team. You need an advantage being in Keenan Stadium.
Yeah, if we're going to be who we want to be. We're 9-4 since we've been here at home. The four games we've lost to number one Clemson, and it was a two-point play away, to number two Notre Dame, App State that came in, got after us, and that came down to the last play, and then Virginia, which was the last drive. So we've been a really good team at home, and it's been because of you fans. Let's go back and make sure that you be the one on Saturday night to make sure everybody on national TV that watches this game says, ooh, that's a hard place to play, and you be a difference in the ball game.
It is 7:30 on Saturday night. Radio-wise, we will be on the air at 6:30 to get you ready for Carolina and Virginia. Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time. Great to be with you, and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thank you, Jones. We'll see everybody Saturday night. Let's get in those seats by 7.
To the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.